It is 7:32, 7 degrees outside, and in the studio for a community conversation, West Bend School Superintendent Don Kierkegaard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Well, great. It's a nice sunny day with the wind not blowing, and even though it's a little chilly, it certainly isn't a bad January day, and it looks like we're going to get a little warmer weather as the week goes on.
And, you know, it's January, it's Wisconsin. You know, it's really not shorts and flip-flop time.
Absolutely. Like I said, if you have sunshine without a lot of wind, even cold weather is extremely bearable, in my opinion. And so I think it's a nice day today. And so I'm looking forward to the activities that will take place and a beautiful day in Wisconsin.
And always a lot of things going on in the West Bend schools.
You know, there really are a lot of things going on in the West Bend school. Last week we had the state forensics tournament, and that was exciting at the high school. We have coming up a 5 through 12 orchestra concert at the Fair Park Pavilion, and that is on Tuesday, February 10th. It's free to the public. It's at 7 p.m., and we really have a great orchestra all the way from the Silverbrook to middle school, the high school, and if you have an opportunity to come out to Fair Park Pavilion, listen to a free concert, you will certainly enjoy the one on Tuesday the 10th.
All right. That sounds like fun.
Yes. You know, sports are going full tilt, and I don't want to single one out and not the others. And so, as I say on most weeks or most times when I'm here, if you haven't had an opportunity to come and participate and watch some of our teams in action, you certainly should. You'll enjoy it. You know, I think the West girls are in first place in the conference. East wrestling, I mean, there's just a lot of great sport, our team as well as individuals competing for our high schools, our middle schools, other programs as well. And so please come out and participate, watch, and enjoy one of the many activities, whether they're athletic or fine arts activities in the school district. We know you'll enjoy it.
Just so many outstanding performances by West Bend's young people on the fields, on the courts, on the stages, on the wherever. There's just a lot of great stuff going on.
You know, one of the comments that I know has been in the news a little bit is the forensics budget, and that was a discussion a couple weeks ago. I just want to make sure people realize it wasn't anybody's fault. There was no cut in the budget, but there was a perception of a cut in the budget, and we have a phenomenal forensics program, and so nobody wants to go backwards. As we go forward, we really have to reevaluate whether our revenue part of the budget is out of line and we need to increase that, or whether our expenditure part needs to be trimmed, or maybe it's a combination of the two. But it's something that's not insurmountable, and we're going to go forward with it. And so I don't want anybody to be upset with our forensics program because they do a great job, upset with the high school because they really didn't go backwards on the budget. They were just going to try to enforce it a little bit more, and that's just a little bump in the road, and we're going to get that figured out as well.
Is some of that because of the way Wisconsin sets up the school budget, where you don't really find out how much money you're getting till October?
Well, with our activities, especially one that is a combination of funded by the organization as well as the school, we contribute X amount of money. Program contributes X amount of money. There's just a variety of different things that take place. And some of that is the funding mechanism and when it takes place. In this one, it's really more about making sure that the right pots are, you know, if it's supposed to come out of school funds, it's going to come out of school funds. If it's supposed to come out of club funds, it comes out of club funds. And just a unique situation, but we're going to make it work and we're going to go forward, and we're certainly not going backwards with our program for this year. And then we have to reevaluate for next year what's the best mechanism to go forward with.
All right. Sounds good.
So we had a board meeting last night, or actually a committee of the whole. This was the first year we started a different concept. So we have one business meeting a month and one committee of the whole meeting of the month. And I think it's been very well received by our board members. Last night, We had several different presentations. We had a presentation from the Village of Jackson, the City of West Bend, and Economic Development Washington County. And they gave us some projections as to what they see as housing starts, what they see as economic development, and information that the board needed to know as they go forward. And excellent presentation, and that some of their things are all going to be available online. And so we encourage you to take a look at that. Afterwards, I presented some questions to the board as to where are we at. And the first question we talked about was a school in Jackson. And last night, not all seven board members were there, but six of the seven board members were there. And it was unanimous that they believe it's important to have a school in Jackson. It'll now be up to us to come up with a plan. What's the size of the school? How do we go forward with that? But it truly is, as you look at the projections last night, we anticipate growth in the Village of Jackson in the next short term as well as long term. And we think it's important for us to have, not only for our patrons in Jackson, but our entire school district, important for us to have a facility in Jackson that meets the needs of our students.
And again, you know, for people who may not be aware, there was a referendum that would have built a new school in Jackson that failed. But now you're back to looking at what is going to work and what's going to be practical and what's going to be manageable.
Absolutely. And so we looked at that. We also looked at our schools in West Bend. And we truly do have some shrinking enrollment, and so we know that. And we don't know if we'll be able to maintain four elementary schools in West Bend. And so we'll have to take a look at that as well. We know that we don't have the space available to eliminate a school in West Bend unless we add it on to one of our additional our existing schools. And so Green Tree has already had the additions, and so we know that that's okay, up and running. McLean is you know, in that 500-student capacity area, and even though there's work that needs to be done at McLean, it's capable of holding 500-plus kids without any difficulty. The real issue is that either Decorah or Fair Park, for us, if we decided, or if the board and community decided, we're going to go to three schools in West Bend as opposed to four, then a potential referendum would require us to do some renovation and in addition to one of those two schools. And so, and we think it's important to be on the east half of the town, the community, because that's where both, you know, we have something on the south, which would be Jackson. We have on the west, which would be McLean. And so now we need something to make sure in Green Tree. And then we need something over on the east side as well. And that would either be at the Decorah site or the Fair Park site.
Sure. All right.
Another than that, we also talked about, we currently have our Head Start program in the Rolfs building. And so we know that we're going to have some space available. The Rolfs building is a good spot for our Head Start program, but it's not as conducive as we would like it to be. It's that it's a basement, it's a first floor, it's a second floor, and we're talking about very young kids. And so we don't have the space for the 2021 school year. We think we will have the space for 21 going on, maybe at Silverbrook, to move the Rolfs programming over to Silverbrook, and that becomes a one less building for us to maintain and put it back on the tax rolls, and we'll see what happens. So that was something we discussed last night as well.
At some point down the road, I'm guessing there will be a discussion about the high schools.
Yep, absolutely. And we started that discussion last night. We ran out of time, and we will continue to have that discussion. We have talked about, and we're in the works of remodeling the library. That was one of the projects on the referendum, and so we think we can take that off of the list. Last week, a group of us went and looked at three schools. McQuonicle, is that Am I pronouncing it right?
McGonigal. Yeah.
And Port Washington and Slinger, all three have schools that are not brand new, but been recently remodeled and remodeled their libraries at the same time. And so we looked and said, you know, there are great remodels, and they're all within the budget that we could provide for our library remodel. So we think that's critical, and we'll have that done before any future referendum. But there are things that we need to do. We need to look at our infrastructure, our plumbing, electrical, our heating, as well as a different entrance to the building. We've done some things to help for a more secure environment. One of the big issues that we had last time was to try to provide a safer environment at the high school. We think that that's important. So there's certainly projects at the high school. Our locker rooms need some major work to them, just a variety of things. And so we're going to address that in the weeks and months to come as well.
Now, we talked about last time you were here that when winter break concluded, there were new security measures that went into effect at the high school, basically access just through one entrance during the day. Now, Lily and Frankie, our high school reporters, were here this morning, and they said that seems to be going well. From a student perspective, what's it like from the administrative perspective?
You know, we think that was a good move, and that was something that we had planned on all along. We would like to have the only entrance in one spot. Right now, to begin with, both the east and west are open before 8 o'clock in the morning, and at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's only west. We think that that's working well. We also have a security person in place, and he's there from 6:30 in the morning until 3:30, 4 o'clock at night. And so that's been a good move. He's not designed to be a resource officer, but he is there just to make sure that we have an environment that's conducive for education as well as safety. We instituted the new Raptor program, and so the Raptor is in each one of our schools. So if you came to visit, you need your driver's license, they put it in, and it checks for any sexual predator list, any those kind of things. But it's also a great management system. At the meeting last night, the elementary principals presented. One of the questions was, from the elementary perspective, how is Raptor working? And I think our public really likes the Raptor program. It just does. It's just one more step in managing people coming in and out. I think I mentioned earlier, you know, we want an environment that is as safe and secure as possible, but we also want one that's inviting to not only our students but our public. We want people to be part of our school systems. We want them to come in and take part. At the same time, we need to make sure that we're providing as much safety and security as possible.
It seems to me, I remember part of the Raptor program also has to deal with who can pick up a child, sometimes in a custody case and so on and so forth. Is that part of that program?
No.
Is that something else?
That's a different program. So this one truly, it checks, it gives you a badge, it registers you into the building. So it really is a great visitor management system. But then it also does a immediate background check on whether you're on the sexual predator list or some of those kind of things.
Gotcha. Okay.
Other than that, it's, you know, it's the middle to the end of January, and it end of the 9 weeks, end of the semester was last week. We had in service on Friday and yesterday, and so we're up and running for the second semester, and we're looking forward to another great semester, and it'll be spring before we know it.
We're kind of in that, and I talked about it with the kids this morning, we're kind of in that long haul period now. Buckle down till we get to spring break.
Yeah, there might be a staff development activity, but it really is. This is the stretch where we know it's important to really hit it hard, because this is a 2-month interval without many interruptions, and we hope to get some quality teaching and learning done during that time frame.
All right. All right. Is that everything on your list?
You know, I think it'll cover it. And so, again, thank you very much for coming in. As always, public, you're more than welcome to visit our schools anytime. We just ask that you give us a call in advance so that we can make sure and go forward. One thing I didn't mention that I went to, we're in the process of enrolling for kindergarten, our 4K program. Yeah. And so if you would ever like to, as you make that decision, especially parents with this is their oldest child, their first one in the school system, don't hesitate to give the principals a call and ask for a tour, and we will gladly show you what we have. And we certainly know that you'll be impressed with our program when it's all done.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thank
Always
you.
Always a pleasure.
You have a great day.
West Bend School Superintendent Don Kierkegaard for a community conversation this morning here on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470.